When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Hello and welcome to the Football Drop Podcast. My name is Will. Welcome to our regular listeners and our new listeners, if we ever have any. I've got Benji with me.
Hello, mate. You okay?
Yeah, not too bad. How are you?
Yeah, I'm okay. What was with that intro? Hello, I'm Will. You forgot your name.
Awkward. Trying to change it up, but not very successful.
Yeah, it's like we've not recorded over 100 episodes, so we should at least be in some sort of rhythm.
This is the rhythm of the night.
I was literally about to like bang in. I was like, no, don't do it. It's too early.
Damn it.
Far too early.
How are you?
Oh. Right.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm right, thank you, mate. I'm okay. It's very early today, isn't it?
It's 7 a.m.
7 a.m. some may say.
7 a.m. on a Monday morning. We are ready with the Premier League action and the Euro roundup for today. We're going to do it all, mate. We're going to do it all. No excuses.
Do it all. Are we doing a cheeky little Portuguese league as well that's based in South America?
They speak Portuguese.
And Spanish? Or just Portuguese?
Well, depends. Some and some. Some speak English.
Oh, really?
It's quite multicultural, really, yeah.
Incredible.
How was your weekend, mate?
Yeah, it's been good. It's gone very quickly, though. I haven't really done much.
No?
I can't remember what I've done. It should have been a nothing weekend, really. I think Saturday...
Oh, okay.
We'll do Saturday. I think Saturday I just chilled out, really. Just sat around, tried to do some templates for here, for the pod. I failed miserably, so watched football instead.
I tell you, I think what you need to do now, mate, is to actually just start being a little bit more interesting and doing things at the weekend. Like next week, I want you to come on the podcast and I want you to be like, I went skydiving.
I can say that, that's not a problem.
My parachute didn't open, so I had to like hold my T-shirt above my head and it miraculously worked. And I then came down and then somebody was shooting at me, so I had to like... fuck him up with an elbow jab to the face.
The people's elbow.
Rather than every week, yeah, I didn't really do much. Laura pissed me off.
Oh, we had a bit of a barmy on Sunday. Oh.
God,
yeah, full blown, mate. But we're okay now. That's fine. How was your weekend? You did a lot more than I did. You braved blue water, I believe, on a Saturday morning.
Yeah, I did, mate, yeah. Brave blue water, smashed it out of the park. Christmas presents.
Hang on, you smashed it out the park? How can you smash a shopping trip out the park?
Well, easy. Just smashed it, mate. Just went there and just smashed it. Got in, got done, got out. That's what Serge loves about me.
Yeah, you're that guy.
With that guy. I'm that guy. My guy.
Was it busy up there?
It wasn't too bad to start off with, and then it got really, really busy. But luckily, we'd like had breakfast in Marks and Spencer's where it wasn't that busy, and fucked off to Wagamama's afterwards.
That's what you need to do after you've had a breakfast, get lunch. Yeah. That's my sort of day.
No, it wasn't quite in a close proximity. There was a bit of time between. But yeah, mate, it was all right, mate. Yeah, no, we had a nice day. Wrapped up all of our Christmas presents pretty much now. It's, what, the 4th of December?
Hang on, you've wrapped them already?
Smashing it, mate.
I haven't even bought wrapping paper yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I did buy this really cool gadget that turns up today.
Okay.
So
excited you are.
Mate, honestly, I saw it on a Facebook advert, and then I was a mug and bought it straight away. So it holds on to the wrapping paper. Now, you can pull the wrapping paper out, and it goes like through a little gap of it. So then you're obviously holding it, so you're not creasing it or anything like that, and then obviously you can fold it as well, because it holds it tight. But then you can bring it to the end, and it's got a blade on the other side, so you can slice it and cut it like dead straight. Amazing. No scissors. No, you know when you cut it and you always get those little like tear little bits on it and you just think, oh, what a nightmare this is. Don't need to anymore. Worry no more, as they say.
Fair play. I was actually quite impressed with Selge, I'm not going to lie, where she like allowed me to wrap up Christmas presents.
Who's the wrapper in that house?
It's not me. I think out of the four of us, well, actually, if I include the pets, out of the six of us, I'm probably last on the list. yeah, I did all right. But anyway, so you know when like you're really proud of yourself, so you're like, I've done all right. No, I've wrapped all this up. I think I've actually done all right.
Yeah.
And then from across the other side of the room, she goes, "You have only wrapped up the square stuff."
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. If you're only doing a few things, if you do it perfectly, who cares?
That's what I keep telling her, but she will not listen.
But yeah, honestly, but anything perfectly. But anything that's like a funny shape, it's ridiculous. It's a nightmare. Like, one of the hardest things ever to wrap is a quality street tin. Many corners. It's so difficult. Why would you do that? Why would you make something like that?
That's a good point. I think you need to take it up with Nestle. Is it Nestle?
It's Nestle. I think so. Maybe.
Yeah, I think so.
I'll have a look. We'll Google it after.
Google it. Yeah, we'll come back to you, listeners, because I'm sure you're all on tenterhooks waiting for us to come back to you with that. I hear there's some beef that you have with me about a WhatsApp message that I might have unintentionally missed.
Yes, it's actually a WhatsApp voice clip, to be precise. So we have our Christmas song.
We do.
And what's our Christmas song?
Feliz Navidad.
Do, 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 do. Yeah, exactly. And I sent a voice clip.
We've done a lot of singing on this podcast. We never sing. And there's a reason for that. They're like, fuck it.
Yeah, this is why we don't do a singing podcast. And yeah, I sent it last week when I put the tree up. It came on the radio. And I was like, oh, getting all excited. And I'll be honest, Laura pointed it out and went, oh, it's yours and Will's song. Which I thought was really sweet.
Did she?
Yeah. So I sent a little voice clip of it. And nothing. No acknowledgement. Nothing. Nothing whatsoever.
I just want to take this opportunity, Ben, to apologise, which hopefully you will accept with grace and decorum that I know that you very rarely have. I want to apologise for missing that message. It was not intentional. It was a fluke, if you will. I didn't see it.
The problem I have now is it came on yesterday and I was going to record it and send it to you again. And I remembered it and I was very bitter. And I was like, nope, not sending it. Genuinely.
Wow.
I was like, well, he doesn't care anymore. He's moved on from that.
He's probably got another
Christmas song with another friend now on another podcast or something. That's fine. You do you.
In the blue corner.
We thought it was funny. Change it up a bit,
mate.
Yeah,
Pete did. Yeah, of course. No, I apologise. I haven't seen that. I will try and find it and go through. And if I listen to our song again, I'll be sure to drive straight round to your house, jump out on all the right, driveway and dance. Yeah, this is a very music orientated podcast.
Christmas songs with a splash of football.
Yeah. Something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Football news, yeah, all good, mate. Football news this week. What's been happening?
You want to move on? Is that we're moving on?
Let's move on, yeah. I was trying to do a seamless transition, but you've just made it really clunky and obvious. But yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that's what I do, mate. That's what I do best, you know? I'm here to be clear and obvious, which takes me on to last podcast episode. We were full of praise for VAR, weren't we?
We were, yes, correct.
We recorded it on the Monday, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
And we was quite, you know, complimentary towards VAR. And then Wolves played again.
they are the unluckiest team in the league when it comes to VAR.
Honestly,
this season.
It is ridiculous. It seems to be they're like their players are like pulling out of challenges and sort of putting their hands up, and then they're still catching a little bit of the other player, and it's they're getting fouls.
Wolverhampton Wanderers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, O'Neill must be fucking furious every week.
Well, he is, yeah.
He must be like, seriously, again?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really getting screwed over here, and it's costing them a lot of points now.
Yeah. It's horrendous for them.
How do they change this, though?
Oh, that's probably the $12 billion question, mate.
$12 billion? Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Have you got any answers to that, or are we just going to leave it open and move on?
Yeah, let's just move on.
Cool, excellent. Well, if you guys are listening, if you know anything that Will clearly doesn't, let us know, hit us up in the comments. Or just email us, footballdroppodcast@hotmail.com. So, and hopefully Will can talk about it next week, because he's got lots of information. He has no idea what he's doing. He still points in the wrong direction, because he's a legend. Absolute useless bastard. But that's fine. It's absolutely fine. Jesus Christ. What's been happening this week in the news? Any exciting stuff?
Is that way? Right, I've got to remember then. Got it. Sorry, what was you saying?
What's been happening in the news this week, mate, after you pointing away?
Well, I saw something about sin bins. Did you see the thing about the sin bin?
I have. Well, I've heard lots of pundits and ex-players absolutely slagging off the idea.
What do you think of sin bins?
Well, they've got it at grassroots level now, and it seems to work okay.
So, answer me this then, fan of sin bins. So Ben's approved it, clearly.
No, I'm not. What, I'm not approving it, and I'm putting that on record. I'm not approving it. I'm just saying it works in certain aspects.
What's up with the yellow card? What's up with the red card?
What do you mean, what's up with
sin bin? What's a sin bin going to bring to us that a yellow card or a red card shan't do?
Well, if it's one of those challenges, you're like, that was dirty. Well, no, actually, saying that, yeah, they'd get a card, wouldn't they? Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
It's normally for dissent and things like that, I suppose. If you're sort of mouthing off to the referee, then I don't think it should warrant a card. But a sin bin for 10 minutes, that's don't fucking do it again. And that's, you're penalising your team because you're being mouthy. I think that could help with the respect side of the game for the refs and the linos or whatever.
Lewis Dunkett, send him off. If he's being a knob and he's abusing the ref, send him off.
Yeah, I agree. I think that should be the best way to do it. I don't really understand why they're doing sin bins.
Well,
but it is what it is. Yeah, I don't really understand.
I think they've referred to like one incident in the World Cup where a sin bin could have been used because a yellow card was probably a bit too harsh, but it needed something. But change the... Here's a question for you.
Ooh.
If you could change one rule in football, what rule would it be?
Offside.
You'd change the offside rule?
Yeah.
What would you do?
Bring it back to what it used to be, when your player's in front of the other player. Not this fucking toenail and eyelash in front and things like that. When you're fully in front of it, make it completely clear.
But what you've not done there is made it very clear. You've said, it doesn't matter about a toenail or an eyelash. I want it to be
any
clear.
Any part of the body that can properly score a goal,
right?
Like intentionally score a goal, I think should be the phrase. Then that's anything in front of that is offside. But it's not, because you can't intentionally score off your fucking nose or your ear or something like that, or your chin.
Yes, it's called a head.
Or your bollock.
But yes, you can. You can.
Yeah, but you're not intentionally going to...
As long as it's not your hand. You can score with anything except it's your hand.
Yeah, okay, you can, yeah. Okay, what would you do then? You're just shooting down what I say, so yeah. What would you do?
Oh, no, I'm just debating, mate. I'm just having a debate with you. Because you're saying you want it to be... Because what you've done there, right, is you've gone, I want it to be really clear and obvious. I don't want it to be a toenail or anything like that. It's anything you can score with, okay?
Not anything you can intentionally score.
Intentionally score with your toe, yeah, fine. You don't want that to be an offside thing. So you've said you want it to be really clear, not made it very clear, and then had a go at me for arguing back at you.
You put me on a spot. I didn't know what to do.
Yeah, no, I just want it to be really clear, like, yeah.
I think things like descent...
Well, you know, just not very clear.
Okay, moving on. So I think things like descent, that should be...
I would change the handball rule. I'd make that very clear.
How would you make that clear then, mate? How would you make it clear?
So what I would do is I'm okay with the, you know, kind of elbow-ish down. That's fine. But I think if you're looking at... it being so you've gone up for a header and you've accidentally hit it with your hand, that shouldn't be a foul. That's an accident. Or a prime example, and I know it is actually against the rules, but Newcastle against PSG in the week, that was never a handball. Absolutely.
But it was, it hit his hand.
But no, because actually it was against the rules. It was the wrong decision, because if it comes off another part of your body and then hits your hand, it shouldn't be handball.
But if your hand's out in an unnatural position, so if I'm jumping, I appreciate you use your arms a little bit, but if your hand's up here as you're jumping and it hits your hand, that's handball.
Yeah.
If you're throwing yourself into a block when someone's had a shot and you're having your hand out like there, I'm just trying to work on the video, bomb, then you're basically doing a goalie save. It's handball.
Yeah, you sound like you're arguing with me, but you're saying exactly what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
but it sounds like you're doing it with a bit of like you've done a Tom Davis where you've like moved right up to the camera and you've got.
I haven't moved up to the camera at all.
It's like you move your hands into an unnatural position.
You're right. It is handball. However, but when it's up to like your elbow and things like that, well, what if people have got? Well, if it hits you right on the elbow, what's that then?
That's handball.
But if it's hit you right there, right on the edge of your elbow, that can go anywhere. That's not your arm, especially if you've gone like that.
Yeah,
put your elbow up. It's not. That shouldn't be, though. Because if you're doing that to cover your face, something like that, it's still within your body. Yeah, but it's still within your body.
That's fine.
Yeah, but it's not, because it's hitting your elbow then. You say it's handball.
No, because you're doing two things.
If you're going like that, but your elbow... No, look, if you're going like that, but your elbow's out, then it's handball, you said. That's just what you said.
If your elbow's out in an unnatural position, handball.
Right, okay. But what's an unnatural position when you're jumping up, then? And this is part of the debate of what a lot of the ex-players and stuff
are
having.
You can't jump up with your arms down by your sides. No. You're going to need a little bit of a springboard. As long as it's like that, it's fine.
But do you need like a measurement of angle of how much it comes out? Like it seems too much. I completely agree with your point. But I'm just saying, for a devil's advocate... When you're swinging up, like you do, when you jump in, you do have your arms out, but... How far out is allowed? Then it's all just, I'm kind of guessing it's 32 degrees. Ah, 2 degrees over what you're allowed. Never mind.
But that's football. That's the love. That is the game that we play. There's always a little bit of human kind of, what's the word? Initiative.
Yeah, I completely agree. And that's why I think VAR should be scrapped. There should be key points can be kept, but I think generally the way it's used is wrong.
I keep arguing with you a little bit about this, but I also am starting to get to the point where I'm like, oh, yeah, he's right. We should just scrap it.
It's too many mistakes.
There is too many mistakes. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Because then they've got all this technology to... Look, I don't want to keep talking about VAR, actually, because we, no matter what we talk about, we seem to come and circle back round to VAR constantly.
Yeah, so sin bins, I don't think should be in. I think...
Oh, yeah, that's what we were talking about. Yeah, sin bins. I was thinking, how the hell did we even get to this topic? Yeah.
Yeah, I think sin bins just is a no-no. Leave that for that awful sport with the wrong-shaped ball that you throw backwards.
Come on.
And
come on. Don't be so bitter because you never got chosen for your rugby team.
I would never want to, honestly.
Because you were too delicate. Too much of a delicate little flower.
Podcast. I couldn't think of anything worse than playing that game. It's just terrible. It's atrocious.
You're unbelievable. Unbelievable. But no, you're I agree with you. With the oh, not another song, Jesus. I do agree with you with the sort of sentiment though behind the sin bin. I think it ruins the game, or it can ruin the game,
yeah.
And especially for a fan's perspective. If you're paying 60, 70, 80 quid for a ticket and you've got one or two sin bins in a game, whoever team goes down to 10 will just sit there and defend.
Exactly.
You just have 10 men behind the ball and not do anything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because you know you're only going to do it for 10 minutes. Whereas if you're pushing for a winner and you go down to 10 men, as in like from a real 10 men, as in you've got a red card, and you need the winner, you're going to push a little bit harder. Whereas if you know it's only for a few minutes, you'd be like, let's sit back for 10 boys, sit back, we'll wait for Mikel to come on, and then he's on and he bangs in a couple. Oh no, not Antonio. No,
no, he doesn't come on anymore, does he?
No, he's injured,
bless him. So yeah, that's a good point though on sin bins. We managed to drag that out for about 6-7 minutes and spoke
of
sin bin for about 34 seconds, but yeah, other than that, pretty decent. Yeah, we had a good job.
Yeah. Good job, Bob.
Anything else in the news?
I think you had something, didn't you? A Jeff?
Jeff Stelling has got a new Premier League results show coming out on Amazon, I think it is. Slightly different format, but the same stuff.
I'm not too happy with Amazon at the moment, actually, because they just stopped doing the Grand Tour.
Yeah, but I don't think that was them. I think that was Clarkson and Co. Don't want to do it anymore.
They're old.
Clarkson's
even so,
a farmer now, mate. He's a farmer.
He is. Even so, I'm not happy with it. But
no,
Random must have got a huge payout for Sir Jeff.
Sir Jeff? Sir Jeff Stelling?
Be funny if he was knighted before David Beckham, wouldn't it?
Oh, mate, what is your hate on David Beckham getting his knighthood? Just because he's thirsty as fuck for it?
Yeah, it's no hate. It's just... is what it is, isn't it, bruv?
Do you know what, one day when we get Bex on this show, he's going to listen back to this one episode and go, you proper slagged me off, guys, so no, I'm not doing it anymore.
Yeah. Keep dreaming.
Yeah, I will, one day. One day, mate, one day.
Will you be tuning in?
What's that?
Will you be tuning in?
What's the FDP podcast?
No, we both know we don't listen to this shit. No, to Jeff Stelling.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, okay. See what it's all about. I don't like Sky Sports, the Gillette Soccer Saturday stuff now.
Because Jeff's not on it.
Yeah, the whole format just doesn't work.
Who is it now? What's his name?
Simon something.
Thomas.
Simon Thomas, Thomas? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's a good presenter. It's just... It's obviously a completely different show now, but I've grown up with Jeff being on the screen.
Yeah, bringing you don't
that.
Like
he's
change,
just
do you?
So exciting and he's so enthusiastic about everything. And now it's just like, oh. Like, I didn't like him when he got rid of like the old crew of like Letitia and stuff. I think it was good bringing in sort of more modern day footballers. But there's no sort of dynamic. It doesn't seem to gel very well.
Yeah. It'll get there. Stick with it, mate. Stick with
like,
it.
They've got
it'll
Tim Sherwood. I mean, he's such an idiot when he speaks about it. He's like, he's not. What? You've literally said nothing. Nothing at all. You just said like 12 times in 18 words.
And what you really want him to be is really obvious about things, isn't it?
What do you mean?
No, like you are. Yeah, I just want it to be really clear. Like, you can't have it where, you know, your toe's offside, but, oh, you know, and you intentionally score with something.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. God. You throw a man under the bus and then you run back over him again just to make sure. Just in case. I'm sure he was like flitting in his hand a little bit. Let's just run him over again, make sure he's dead. Yeah, yeah, thanks, mate.
Very much, mate. That's all right. No worries, any time. Do you want to move on to the Premier League?
Yeah, I think we need to. Oh, no, actually, just a quick one. Ronaldo at the weekend.
Oh, no, we're going to save that for the Saudi Pro League.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, cool. I mean, that makes sense, doesn't it? Yeah, let's talk about that in the right segment. But no, you're right.
Well, he's on the news, but yeah, that's fine. Okay. Take it away, William. Fucking idiot.
Hi, guys. Make sure you're following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter so you don't miss a thing. How could you? Instagram is at Football Drop Podcast. Twitter is at Football Drop Pod. Thanks, Will, for that. Or just search us on Facebook, Football Drop Podcast.
Are you enjoying yourself?
Loving it, mate. Loving it. Let's go.
You genuinely look furious.
Oh, just fed up of this, mate. Got me up early doors for this.
Me? This is you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've got a funeral to attend. God forbid. God forbid. Sorry, guys. I can't go because I've got to record a podcast with Will that 14 people listen to. Yep. Thanks, guys. Apologies. Right, Premier League.
Vexed. He is jarred off.
Oh, mate, I get jarred off when you say jarred. What is your issue? You're literally like Tom Davis. You're literally like Big Tommy D. You hear a word, you're like, oh, this is great. I'm going to use it in every sentence.
Pretty much.
Oh, you're so jarring. Oh, you're so jarring. Oh, Ben, you're so jarring. Jarring, jar, jar. Right, Premier League.
Okay, Premier League.
You look worried. Have you messed up the recording?
No, I just had a... No. Just had a slight connection issue. I'll just have to edit that out. So, right. So let's go back. Oh, should we move on to the Premier League?
Let's move on to the... yeah.
What's going on?
Fuck's sake.
Oh, excuse me.
Go on then, take it away, Will. Kick us off.
What with?
The Premier League, yeah? That segment you've just introduced.
Am I starting?
That's what I said. Yeah, no. Will, kick it off, yeah.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that.
Another seamless transition on the FDP. Lovely.
Should we start off with the greatest team the world has ever seen?
Yes, let's do that.
Arsenal, Wolverhampton, Wanderers.
Yes. Should have been a bigger scoreline. We hit the post twice.
Yeah.
All over them in the first half. Creating chance after chance after chance. I thought it was going to be like it was midweek for us.
Mate, midweek was a joke. I don't know if Lons were just... that shit or Arsenal were that good, maybe a mixture of both. But yeah, first half we were really pulling out the stop. Second half was poor, and actually they Wolves could have got themselves back into it. But yeah, we did.
Yeah.
We did hit the post a couple of times, didn't we?
Yeah.
Good result. It put us 4 points clear.
It did. It did put us 4 points clear, which is nice. I mean, it's this season we're different to what we were last season. We're not firing on all cylinders, I don't feel like. But we're still winning. We're still winning these games.
We haven't got that number nine, have we? We haven't got that solid striker.
No, I mean, we didn't have that last season, but we're still banging in lots of goals.
Different. It's different this season. We're just not banging them in. We need that. That's what I mean. We need that number nine.
Yeah, I think it's hard. I mean, you do need that focal point, but I still think the midfielders need to chip in with more goals. Wingers, like Martinelli's not scored as many as he did this point last season. Saka is doing okay still. I think he's still producing.
But he's always got two men on him though, isn't he, Saka?
Yeah, but it's like the Havertz is obviously taking on that Xhaka role. Xhaka would have scored more goals by now. That's my concern. Xhaka fitted that system perfectly. I think Xhaka scored like 11 or 12 goals last season in all competitions.
It's taken Havertz a bit of time to get back into it. He was really good midweek.
I thought he was good at the week. At the weekend when he came on, I think he did look good.
Yeah.
And yeah, as you said, midweek he was incredible midweek. But he suits European football, not Prem.
Yeah, I don't know. He is a different player to Xhaka. He's obviously he's a bit more driven to go forward, and with Declan Rice, like that's like two of Xhaka and Partey. He's incredible. I think we did really well, and I think Havertz is going to be a very good player for us. I'm still hopeful that he's now his confidence is up. He's going to be very good.
I really hope you're right. I do really hope you're right.
Yeah, me too.
Who's that? Brentford Luton?
Yeah, Luton did all right. The scoreline was obviously 3-1, but I feel like Luton was a lot better than I kind of thought they were going to be. Defensively, not really. I saw that their keeper is the best... statistically the best goalkeeper in the league.
By what stats, though?
By saves.
Well, yeah, because he faces about 400 shots a game.
Exactly. And do you know who's second best?
Don't know. Trafford?
No.
Ramsdale?
Give you one more guess. Unana.
No, he's not.
Yeah, mate. Statistically, the second best keeper in the league.
This is why stats in this game can be completely pointless.
Exactly.
So, like, you compare that to, like podcast listens and plays, for example. If you get 10 plays on a podcast episode, you're like, oh, I've only got 10. But if it's in 10 different countries, you can say, we're in 10 different countries.
That is true. That is true. But it's also about, like you say, it's about how many shots you face. So if you've got a better defensive team, i.e. City, Edison's not even on the list. Raya's not even on the list.
Raya's not on the list for good reasons.
Because he's a top keeper.
Well, there's but not yeah, really. Yeah.
It was a pretty good game. I did feel that Luton could have got something out of it. Neil Mopay cannot stop banging him in now, can he?
Mate, he's a goal-scoring machine.
Right place, right time, mate.
Scoring machine. Yeah, he's done well. I think Brentford are still a good team. I mean, they were very, very close to getting some points off of us last weekend. Yeah, I think we were a little bit fortunate, to be fair. But I do think they're a good team. I think they always expect not necessarily win against the big teams, but always put in a good performance. So well organised, well drilled. They know what they're doing. Big 3 points for them again.
I also like Frank. I think he's fucking quality.
He seems a little bit scatty, but he's got a good sort of sense of humour about him.
Yeah, I do like him.
He comes across very well, doesn't he?
I tell you who is odds on for a Derby County. Sheffield United.
Mate, they got absolutely hammered.
Battered. Absolutely battered. I thought Heckingbottom is a funny one, isn't it? Because he came out and he said, "Oh, there's players in there who know that they've done badly. They're not fighting. They're not playing for the team. They know who they are. I'm very honest with them." And I was like, "Oh, okay, fair play." But then I'm also a bit like, I don't know if I agree with that, because you're just basically coming out and kind of saying that Bernie's fucked him up, which he did. Like, that was stupid.
But he did the same thing to the same player minutes apart.
I know, that's what I mean. Like, it was absolutely ridiculous. But I don't know, should a manager come out and just say, yeah, we know who's at fault, kind of thing?
Normally this sort of happens when the manager's feeling the pressure, doesn't it? We've seen it so many times.
Exactly. Yeah.
When you're coming out slagging your players off, it's because you're like, Joe, I'm fed up of this. I'm getting all the stick, I'm not cutting them any more slack. It's all you guys. Because it is ultimately down to the players on the pitch that either perform or don't perform. However, they've got that tactical knowledge and the game plans from the manager to a certain degree. Yes, they can choose to not necessarily follow that. But in those moments and those critical moments, people like Ollie McBurney elbow someone in the face twice. What's the point?
Yeah, exactly.
But some good goals on display.
Oh, mate, Bryn Larson's goal was quality.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Brownhill's goal, Brownhill was good.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brownhill as well, yeah. Yeah, very good. I like the control from Bryn Larson. When that came down and he just sort of stopped it with his foot, moved on a little bit, bang. I was like, that is a goal.
Yeah, it was quality, wasn't it? It was absolute quality. But you can see, with hindsight, it's a great thing. I mean, we've always been, we've been saying with Burnley, they need to change the way they play a little bit. You know, they play a bit more defensively and a bit more solidly. No, the way they played, I know it's Sheffield United, so it doesn't really count, but you can see this is why they play like that. Once they can get a foothold in the game, it works, but you're against arguably the worst team in the league.
Funny you say that, because when I was watching it, I was thinking, do you know what? Fair play to Ben, he was right last week. They did need to change it up. Some of those long balls over was better than the kind of playing out from the back.
Yeah, but I mean that sort of attacking-minded football, I mean. The actual game, like the style, yes, they did do a lot more long balls over the top and sort of further balls.
Yeah, and it seemed to work for them, and I was like, shit, Ben fucking did get that bang on, actually.
Tactical analysis, mate. Bang. That's what it's all about. But yeah, massive 5-0 win. Fair play to Burnley. And that's great for them at the bottom of the table as well. It lifts them off the bottom.
Yeah.
And goal difference comes into play hugely at that end of the table.
Exactly. Can you see that little green dot, like, there?
Yes.
Well, I've been looking at it for the last few podcasts that we've done, and I'm like, I've got no idea where this fucking green light is
coming from. It's on your
camera. It's absolutely not.
Oh, it disappears. Oh, there it is.
That's weird, isn't it? I know that's not very good for an audio thing, but
no, just listen to us on YouTube more, guys. You can watch it then. You can watch Will getting really annoyed by a green dot. What is it from?
Basically, I'm like a cat. okay, let's move on anyway. Everton again, away at Forest, home, away, home.
Yeah,
away.
Everton are really good away from home at the moment.
Yeah, they seem to be, don't they? I mean, Nottingham Forest are good at home, but Dwight McNeil, great goal.
Mate, what a absolute thunderbolt.
Thunderbolt.
Thunderbolt indeed. I think Everton did deserve it.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, they were definitely a better team, although they didn't have much possession. They seemed to just take their chance well. Lifts them off into 18th place, 2 points behind Luton. So they seem to be, the first win after that points deduction seemed to be, you know, getting them up slowly but surely. Mm. Keep going. Do you get me?
I get you, mate. I get you indeed. But yeah, fair play to them. What was next? Was it Newcastle, Man United? That was the last one.
Yes, it was. Another disaster class from Man United. I don't really know where Ten Hag goes from here, because they are poor. They've rode their luck. They're just like, I don't even know. Like Rashford, Martial just didn't show up.
Rashford was awful. He didn't run at all.
Anthony was, I mean, Anthony scored, didn't he? He was offside, though.
No, like, he wasn't. He was fine. It's the fact that Harry Maguire got in the way.
Harry Maguire, didn't he? Yeah.
Mate, Harry Maguire, I think this is the third or fourth goal now they've chalked off this season because he's stupidly, like, playing centre forward.
Yeah.
And he's never onside. Always ricochets off him, goes in, and they disallow a goal. And he looks at everyone like, oh, for God's sake, it's your fault, you moron.
Why are you that far forward? Yeah, it's actually unbelievable. And Harry Maguire was probably one of their better players. But yeah, I just...
Yeah. Worryingly.
I can't see how Ten Hag gets through Christmas.
Okay, so just for the sake of debate, I can. Now, the reason for that is if they're properly invested in a longer-term strategy, they need to go through this pain and hardship before they get to the other side. So I will compare that to the Arsenal days where we had Sokratis, Mustafi and Rob Holding as like a back three at one stage, as our sort of main centre-backs, where you know that they're bang average players. Like Rob Holding, great servant for the club, did a job when he needed to, but they're not those standout performers. They're bang average players, and that's what United have got now. They've got bang average players. So until they can develop it and grow, get those youngsters through that they've got, you know, in the academies and stuff, and then get some better signings that have still got years and years ahead of them to perform and want to play for Man United, if they give Ten Hag the time, then it's an opportunity. Same as what we did with Arteta. You know, he finished 8th 2 years in a row under him.
I get that.
So
I understand that.
It's going to be a struggle to begin with, but if you give them that time...
We hadn't spent what his team is worth. Like, that is a...
No, that's true.
...billion-pound team with, you know, Hoyland's cost them 72 million.
He will come good. He's only 22.
Then you've got the likes of Rashford, Poor, Anthony. 80 million for Anthony, I think it was. Similar for Maguire. Fernandez is a captain who just sulks all the time. Like, you know, Martial. What has Martial ever done? How is he still a Man United player? How is he still playing
there? Because no one else wants to buy him. Literally no one is interested in him.
But you've got Jadon Sancho, who's been ostracised and just kicked from the first team and the club, basically, because of his performance and because he had a row with Ten Hag. Like, why is Ten Hag not doing the right thing for the team by going and saying to Jadon Sancho, all right, you've cocked up, like, it hasn't been great for us, let's repair our relationship, like, adults.
Because he wants to instil that discipline in the club, which they've not had for years. He said, no, these are the standards. You need to apologise to me and have respect for people that are in a senior position to you.
Why? Why do you automatically have to have that respect? Like, he should be the one leading by example. So what's going to happen if I don't know, say Fernandez falls out with Rashford? What happens then? Does he go, well, actually, you don't talk to Jadon Sancho, so I'm not going to talk to Rashford. Rashford's like, well, I'm not going to talk to Bruno, like,
yeah,
fuck you, man. I never want to talk to you ever again. And our leader is leading by example in that.
Mate, honestly, it's a very valid point. I completely understand and agree with you. I just think that's what Ten Hag, that's what he's come out and said before. Is that the owners and the chairman, the directors or whatever have said that one of the things they want to, you know, introduce the discipline back to the club, and you hold yourself to high standards and set an example for youngsters and external side of things. So if Sancho's not doing that by not training hard enough, not performing well, he was out on the piss over in America and stuff, like hours after a game or day after the game and things like that.
But so was Rashford.
So I was just about to say, so was Rashford, but there's no consistency. It's like VAR, there's no consistency.
Yeah. Anyway, we've given Man United a bit of a bash in there. Probably fairly, but
we have. Newcastle could have given them a bashing, but they only beat them 1-0.
1-0. Kieran Trippier was unlucky with that free kick, but yeah.
What a free kick that was, though. Gordon. My God.
Yeah. Gordon, our guy, man.
Yeah, mate. I'll put him in my dream team. Put him in my dream team as well.
No way! What a change!
Yeah,
Jesus.
Man. He's delivering.
He is. Newcastle, another injury though with Pope.
Yeah, I think that leaves them very open at the back now.
But they're very short. Very short on players. Yeah.
We said this at the start of the season, that they're only a few injuries away from, you know, really, really struggling. However, they're getting results. They've got that Lewis Miley, he's played three or four games back-to-back now, 17 years old. Now, this is a season where their academy players will come up trumps, give them that experience. It's a really good opportunity for them, but I do think they'll risk falling out of that top four, top five bracket.
Yeah.
Well, come end of the season anyway.
Fair play, mate. Fucking play.
So what's next on the list, William? Because you always have a different format to mine. Different orders.
Do I?
Yeah.
So should we go to the Sunday games? AFC Bournemouth against Aston Villa.
Yeah. See, I'm glad I didn't, because mine is Chelsea Brighton. So, yeah.
Well, to be fair, AFC Bournemouth, in alphabetical order, I think, comes before Chelsea. I think.
It does, but when you Google Premier League results, it comes up in a different format, which is what I'm saying. So, yeah, Bournemouth 2, Villa 2.
Yeah, big result for Bournemouth. 2, Villa 2. Big result for Bournemouth. Starting to play quite well, although arguably Aston Villa weren't quite on top form.
Yeah, I don't think they turned up really today.
Well, they started to.
Midweek game, travelling around. Always has an effect, doesn't it?
And there was a lot of violence, weren't there, in that midweek game against Legia?
Yeah, Legia Warsaw, yeah.
Yeah. It's like 13 people, 13 police officers were injured, I think.
Yeah, it's
mad. More arrests than that. It was mental. Solanke, again, banging in a goal. Watkins, in my dream team, banging in goals for fun.
Yeah, I put Watkins on the bench for me. Because there was a very low chance that he was going to be playing.
Yeah, well, I haven't. I need to sort out my team, man. As you're probably aware, I haven't really done anything with it, bro.
Yeah, I'm soaring ahead of you in that little competition.
Yeah.
Good solid point for Bournemouth. For Villa, it's probably a couple of points dropped for them. You know, they are up there fighting for the title at the moment. They're well in the race. Performing very well, but yeah, a couple of points dropped for them.
Certainly the race for fourth, yeah. Mate, Chelsea got this prediction bang on.
I don't know how you guessed that. It's ridiculous. This whole weekend, for me, has been freak results. Well, the Sunday games, I think, were all freak results in terms of what was happening. It's ridiculous.
I predicted Chelsea to win 3-2.
Yeah, so I know. I don't know. It is.
It's not. I predicted it. So it can't be a freak result if that's what I've thought.
But it is, because you don't ever get things bang on. Neither of us do, which is why it's a freak result. Fuming, mate. But yeah, 3-2. But Conor Gallagher, stupid tackles.
Stupid
fouls.
If it was Ten Hag, he's like, I'm not talking to you anymore.
Ten Hag's like, no, go away.
Yeah.
Go train with the under-10s.
I don't even like you anymore. You're naughty. Not my friend. Fernandez proved that he's worth the money as well, didn't he?
Well, not really. Not really.
But what made me laugh was Gallagher got sent off, and then Casado was like, I'm going to have a go now.
What? I don't think Casido's living up to expectations of his hype.
It was such a lot of money, wasn't it?
A lot of money for a player who's played for 18 months.
Yeah, exactly. I thought Brighton were kind of unlucky. What did you think of the pen?
It's a tough one. I think it's a soft pen.
Yeah. I wanted it to not be. I was looking at it and I'm like, nah, that's not a pen. And then when I saw it over and over again, I thought by the nature of the law, it is a pen. Because he didn't get the ball. I thought it looked like a bit of a shoulder barge, but then like his legs were, he did dive in. And I was like,
It was a bit wild. I think that's the thing. It was a bit uncontrolled. I think that's what kind of swings it.
It was a bit more than a shoulder barge, wasn't it? A shoulder barge and then some. So yeah, I thought it was a pen. I thought it was a red card. But you know, actually, they got that right. We'll hold on to VAR because there's a slating coming up. Don't worry.
There is. But just on that game though, with Brighton, they're really struggling in the league.
Yeah, I think it was always going to be the way, wasn't it? Because of European football.
Hmm. Yeah, I think, it just doesn't seem to be clear. Too many changes seem to be happening week on week at the moment. Yeah. So there's no rhythm.
So, question for you.
Oh, go on.
Because they're sat in eighth place.
Yeah.
If we suspect, next season, fifth place gets Champions League football, does that mean that then that moves down? So, sixth and seventh will be Europa, and then eighth will be Conference.
I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know if you listeners will know.
We'll edit this bit out.
No, I don't know if the listeners will know anything. If you let us know, if not, we'll try and find out for next week. I mean, it kind of makes sense, but I'm just trying to think. What did we have before when we had five teams in Champions League? I think you lost the Europa League spot.
That was a different kettle of fish, though. That was because Liverpool won it.
I think it was Chelsea, actually, wasn't it?
I thought it was Liverpool won it. And anyway, let's move on. We're talking about Liverpool. Should we move on to the Liverpool game?
Yeah, mate. Four, arguably, goal of the month in that game.
Well, now it is. Yeah, because November's gone and done, and Garnacho's going to obviously win that.
And they played in December, so yeah.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
So that's why I said November's gone. McAllister's goal, mate. That ball, I thought he took a deflection. I was like, oh, who did that come off? And then I saw it again. I was like, he just swerved.
So did I. But my God, that contact was incredible.
Unbelievable, Jeff.
I feel for Trent because his free kick was insane, but it looked like it would have gone off the bar and bounced out.
Yeah.
But hit the goalie, went in. So it doesn't even count as his goal. It's an own goal.
No, it was an own goal,
which is harsh. So harsh. But
he got the winner. He got the winner. So that's the main thing. He's got that winner, you know?
Yeah. He's got the winner, didn't he?
He got the winner, you know?
Yeah, that was good. That was good. Who was the third goal?
Endo.
Endo, that's it. That was a hit and a half as well. Side foot, bang in the corner.
Yeah, mate.
That was insane. Yeah, they were all good goals. Good.
Fulham, I was just going to say, normally my go-to is, I don't see where Fulham's going to get a goal from. And I still don't, but they still seem to be scoring.
Especially the last couple of games.
Yeah, and I bet Tete, he was glad that you weren't in charge of VAR that day. 100%. You know, he was narrowly onside. You'd be like, oh, no, actually, you're scoring. Actually, I don't know what my rules are, but yeah, fuck it. Let's just
mate, VAR don't know what their rules are. That's why I could go and work at VAR.
That is true. You've got a good point there, yeah.
I've always got a good point. But yeah, 4-3, I think Fulham were unlucky not to get anything out of the game. However, the way Liverpool play, they just do not give up. It's a constant bombardment.
Yeah.
I watched them in midweek in Europe as well, and they just attack over and over and over again. They're just so fit. They just do not stop running.
Yeah.
I've never seen a team like it. They're just sprinting. It's literally, when you play FIFA, you just hold down R2 and you're just sprinting the whole game.
Yeah. It's I know what you mean. It is like that. It was like attack to be attack. Anyway, we're running out of time. So West Ham, Palace, 1-1, fairly standard. Do you want to talk about that?
Should we move on
to the big game.
Yeah.
Let's move on to the big game. Manchester City 3, Tottenham Hotspur 3. Sung Hyun Min with a brace. that's a good go up his own end, isn't it? I don't know what happened.
You mate, it was a nice finish. It was a really neat finish. Tottenham looked really good, I must admit. But City were unlucky because they hit the post twice.
Mate, the football City play is unbelievable. Just the way they passed that ball around. Like, for Foden's goal...
was insane.
It was incredible. Such a good goal. Even for Grealish... I mean, Grealish scored a banging goal. Like, even for his, that was...
really neat finish. Really neat incredible. Finish.
But then, you know, Lo Celso's goal, he done well with that.
Kulusevski should not have scored that, though. Ake should have been better than that. But Ake didn't... Yeah. He came on, so he's not up to speed with the game. And that's the problem when you sub in a defender on midway through a game.
Yeah. Took Akanji off, and I thought that was probably a mistake because, yeah, I think Akanji was reading the game, had Kulusevski kind of where he wanted to. I think Kulusevski got away from him a couple of times, but kind of had him where he wanted. Yeah, and it was a good header, though. But, yeah, I thought Ake should have got there.
Yeah, I don't want to detract it from Kulusevski. It was, it was a good finish, and he definitely powered it. He did shove Ake, though, a little bit, I must say.
I think that's just an in-game shoulder barge. I think that's all right.
This season already with VAR. Yeah, so again, true. Inconsistencies. But yeah, entertaining 3-3. But City are shipping goals.
They are.
Shipping lots of goals this season.
I know you want to have bypassed the VAR. And, well, to be fair, it wasn't VAR. It was the referee, wasn't it? Haaland was fouled.
Mate, I forgot about this.
Stayed on his feet. Threw ball over to... Was it Alvarez?
No, threw ball to Grealish. Grealish was clear. Grealish. And it was well onside. Like, there was an entire body in front of him. So there's no way, like, his bollock was offside or anything. So it's fine. Clear then. But, yeah, and then they blew the whistle. Why?
I have no idea.
Give City a free kick.
VAR, actually.
No, that's just poor reffing. Poor reffing.
That would have won them the game.
Yeah, it would have been a 4-3.
Unbelievable.
So, yeah, thank you, Simon Hooper, for being shit.
Yeah, I agree, yeah.
Really, really helped Arsenal out.
Really poor. Really poor. Right. Shall we move on to... Where do you want to go, Ben?
Should we go to Brazil?
No, we're going to start off in Italy. True form.
Okay. Yeah, nice. Cool.
So I'm just going to rattle through a couple of big results. So Napoli won away at Atalanta 2-1 on the 25th of November, along with AC Milan winning at Fiorentina. Salernitana beat Lazio 2-1 as well on there. The next day, which is the 26th, excuse me, as my earbud just falls out of my ear. Juve in Inter 1-0 draw. Roma beat Udinese. And then moving into this last weekend gone, so from the 1st to the 3rd, we had Juventus win away at Monza. AC Milan beat Frosinone 3-1. Inter Milan won away at Napoli. So I bet you want to know what is going on in Italian football in terms of the league.
I would love to know, Will. Tell us more.
I thought you would. So Inter Milan sit top of the table, 2 points ahead of Juve, who are 4 points ahead of AC, who are 5 points ahead of Roma. So quite big gaps there. It's interesting to see what Inter and Juve are going to do, how that's going to work out. Rock bottom, Salernitana, Cagliari just ahead of them, 2 points ahead of them. Hellas Verona on the same amount of points. And then Empoli are a point ahead of safety.
Brilliant.
I bet you're sitting there thinking, I hope he goes to La Liga next.
I do, which is why I know you're going to go to Germany.
No, I'm going to La Liga.
Oh, curveball. Yep. Like a boomerang curveball. That was.
Atletico Madrid 1, Mallorca 0 on the 25th of November. Real Madrid won away at Cadiz.
Come on,
Girona dropped a couple of points with a 1-1 draw at home against Atletico Bilbao. Keep that in mind. Keep that in mind.
Okay.
Because Real Madrid beat Granada 2-0. Girona beat Valencia 2-1. Barcelona beat Atletico Madrid 1-0.
Ah, disappointing.
was disappointing. It was disappointing. So there has been a few changes in La Liga. Real Madrid now sit top. On points with Girona. They're 4 points ahead of Barcelona, who are 3 points ahead of Atletico. Sat rock bottom, you guessed it, Ben, Almeria. Granada is just above them, 3 points ahead of them, actually. So not just 3 points. They are, Celta Vigo, just above them, 1 point above them. They're managed by Rafa Benitez, Celta Vigo, who they just can't string a set of results together. I think he might be sacked before you know it. They spent a lot of money to get him in, thinking that he's the right man for the job. Wanted a big name there. He knows Spanish football. Unfortunately, he's just not doing the job for him, Ben.
He's just not performing.
Where do you want to go to next?
Should go to the Bundesliga.
Good idea. So, from 24th of November to the 26th of November, Bayern won away at Köln. Werder Bremen lost away at Leverkusen. Sorry, they were home. Leverkusen were away. They won 3-0, Leverkusen.
Good luck, listeners, to keep up if you can.
Dortmund 4, Gladbach 2, Heidenheim 0, Bochum 0. Haven't said that for a while. And then the weekend's results. Munich and Union Berlin was postponed, so Harry Kane did not get a goal this weekend.
Yeah, did you see the snow in Munich?
Mental, wasn't it? Absolutely mental. Stuttgart beat Werder Bremen, who are not on the run that we thought they were going to be on. Leverkusen drew with Borussia Dortmund. So Leverkusen are 3 points ahead of Bayern Munich, but they have played a game more. Stuttgart are still flying. They're in third place, 2 points behind Bayern Munich. But they played a game more, of course. And they're 4 points ahead of Leipzig, who are 1 point ahead of Dortmund. Down the bottom, you guessed it, Ben. Union Berlin, 7 points. But they have got a game to play. It is against Bayern Munich, so, you know. Mainz are above them by 1 point, and then Darmstadt are a point above them, level on points with Köln.
Oh, interesting.
So the Saudi Pro League, I think you had a story for us, Ben, didn't you?
Yeah, thanks, mate. So Al Nassr versus Al Hilal at the weekend. Cristiano Ronaldo got squared up to by an absolute nobody of a player for Al Hilal, offering him out to have a fight. And Ronaldo just sat there, cupping his ear as if to say, "Can't hear you, mate. What did you say? What's that? Can't hear you."
Who are you?
Absolute shithousery. Absolute shithousery. It's a fair play, Ronaldo. He's clearly enjoyed himself when he's on the pitch there. Loving
yeah,
it. Just
fair play.
Taking the mick out of everyone.
And he also, I want to see it against, I think, I can't remember who it was an Iranian team in the Asian Champions League. Can't think of who it was now. But he was brought down in the box. Referee awarded a penalty. He turned around and said, "No, not a penalty. Please don't give a penalty." So they didn't give it.
Wow, that's when you know you've got influence, when you ask the ref not to do something after the ref made that decision. And he goes,
but
yeah,
it was
okay.
A foul, you know, it was a foul awarded against him, but it wasn't a foul, so, you know.
Yeah.
So they beat Al Akdud on the 24th of November, 3-0. Mate, 25th of November, Al Hilal away at Al Hazim. Guess what the score was?
0-0.
9-0, Al Hilal.
Wow.
Crazy.
Such a competitive league, isn't it?
Al Ahly won away at Abha, 6-0 on Thursday the 30th. Al Hilal beat Al Nassr 3-0 at the weekend. And Al Akdud beat Al Ittifaq 1-0. So I think you're quite keen to see and hear what the lineup is.
I am.
Seven points clear at the top of the table. Al Hilal, well done. Al Nassr behind them. Al Ahly and Al Ittihad are third and fourth, respectively. Rock bottom, Al Hazim, as you would expect. Anyone who's anyone knows that they're probably going to be relegated. Now, I know you're excited for this one, Ben. So, you want the weekend's game results from Brazil?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do, because this Brazilian is a very interesting one.
Yes, so, Internacional 2, Corinthians 1. Red Bull Bragantino 1, Coritiba 0. You don't really need to know any of these, do you? You want to know the interesting ones, don't you?
Yeah, of course I do.
Grêmio beat Vasco da Gama 1-0. Botafogo drew 0-0 with Cruzeiro. Atletico Paranaense 3, Santos 0. América Mineiro 3, Bahia 2. Now, big one. Palmeiras 1, Fluminense 0. Flamengo 2, Cuiabá 1, Atlético Mineiro 2, São Paulo 1.
Ooh.
I know, Ben, I can see in your face the fact that you're not looking at the camera. You're clearly distracted with something else. You're excited by
I'm looking at the table.
It's exciting. Palmeiras are on 69 points, 37 games played. So there's one game left to play. So they are 3 points clear of Atletico Mineiro.
Who are they playing in their last game?
Hang on, mate. Can I just finish?
Yeah, sorry.
What I'm just getting excited. Is that all right?
Yeah,
is that all right? If I just do that, yeah? Great, thank you. Atletico Mineiro are second. Behind them on exactly the same amount of points as Flamengo. So they are... within touching distance of the title. Grêmio are behind them, 65 points. They're 4 points behind Palmeiras. So they can't win it, but they could still get second place, which is mental.
Botafogo
could still get second place. They're on 64 points. Then we go to Red Bull Bragantino, 62 points. Fluminense are now on 56 points. So... that's where we are at. So you want the fixtures for the final game of the season, I bet.
Yeah, it'd be great. It'd be great to hear.
So, to be played on Thursday. So you've got Bahia Atletico Mineiro, Coritiba against Corinthians, Cruzeiro against Palmeiras, Cuiabá against Atletico Paranaense, Fluminense Grêmio, Guias against América Mineiro, Internacional against Botafogo, Santos against Fortaleza, São Paulo against Flamengo, Vasco da Gama against Red Bull Bragantino.
So any listeners out there, you will not understand 50% of those team names, so just look at the table and you'll
pretty
find
out. Much. So basically, you want to know Palmeiras, Atletico Mineiro and Flamengo even.
See.
So Flamengo away at Sao Paulo, Palmeiras are away at Cruzeiro, and Atletico Mineiro away at Bahia. So I think Mineiro will be the champions of Brazilian football.
You think Mineiro will? You think Palmeiras is going to lose?
No.
We said Atletico Mineiro are going to win.
Sorry. Palmeiras will be champions. I got confused. Sorry.
Yeah, and I'm sure you listeners will definitely get even more confused because if you haven't got the table in front of you, you are knackered. But Will, thanks for the update. Brilliant.
So, WSL, obviously international duty this last weekend. City women beat Tottenham women 7-0 the weekend previous that. Everton won away at Aston Villa 2-1. Liverpool beat Brighton 4-0. Chelsea beat Leicester 5-2. Arsenal beat West Ham 3-0. Arsenal love a late win, don't they? Man United won away at Bristol City. So Chelsea are top. They're 3 points ahead of Arsenal, who are 3 points ahead of City. And Bristol City women and West Ham are joint bottom with 4 points, 2 points behind Aston Villa.
Excellent recap. That is a mic drop, and that is us done for this week. So thank you very much, guys. Will, always a pleasure.
Never a chore.
Have a good one. I'll speak to you later. Bye.
Cheers, mate. Bye.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for listening to today's episode. Please give us 5 stars on your podcast provider, whatever one that may be, and help us hashtag Drop the Pod.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.